Well, Charlotte, I just have to say, congratulations. This was your dream Christmas present. You didn't just smash it, you obliterated it.
Oh my God, it was just unbelievable to finally think I've done it. You know, obviously all year I've wanted to kind of, you know, get that world record. It's always been on my mind, and being so close to the Europeans, you know, I think it just gave me a bit more, you know, fight and determination to think, actually, I'm so close, I can do it. And then coming here tonight and, you know, to go in front of that crowd and that atmosphere, to have all those supporters behind you, you know, it's something only someone can dream of doing.
And you did it, and there is pressure when you come to a domestic re-macro qualifier or whatever. There was more pressure on you. Did you take it in your stride?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, I don't really think of things like that. I don't think of the pressure. I just, you know, I have so much in my mind that of my routine, and I don't see anything outside. I don't hear anything. So, yeah, I can just shut that all away and just concentrate on what I want to do.
But breaking world records, and then it's going on. Now, this was the last time we'll see this routine.
Yeah.
So it's back to the drawing board, and, yeah, you know, people have grown to love this. Olympics, you know, there's a very British feel, but now... You're already working on it, or how for the World Equestrian Games, where you, obviously that's your next ambition. You want to have all three.
I mean, I'm just delighted that I have finished this music how I wanted to finish it. You know, that music definitely deserves a world record, because it is such a fantastic music to ride to. Yeah, I can say I've finished on the high, and now obviously going to recreate a new floor plan and new music, and see how it goes. I haven't really decided what theme or what I really want to ride to yet, but I think I'll sit down and with Carl and go through it.
But when you think your rise to be smashing a world record in front of the man who did it before, Edward Gull, on his brilliant horse Totalas, I mean, he did it before you were really on the scene, as it were. It's an amazing achievement, that rise.
Yeah, I mean, Edward's always been a huge inspiration to me, you know, someone to kind of you look up to. I mean, I remember watching him at Windsor Europeans and thinking, oh my God, that is unbelievable. You know, absolutely amazing. He is an unbelievable rider when you see him ride, and you know, with the connection he has with his horses is fantastic. And you know, then all of a sudden, you know, I've done this all in 3 years. I mean, this is my third year at Grand Prix. You know, first year I was team gold at the European Championship, second year double gold at the Olympics, third year double gold at the Europeans with a bronze in the team. I mean, I honestly, it's been like an absolute, I mean, I've dreamt. I literally set myself three goals, and I smashed those in the first year. So I've literally done things that I never ever dreamed of doing, and it just seems to be getting better and better. And you know, obviously I have to thank Carl, you know, for all his help and support, and obviously Rowley and Carl for, you know, keeping the horse for me to ride, and you know, everybody else behind the scenes that helped make it all happen.
Great night, continued success. Got to work hard now because you want that triple title.
That's
but well done tonight. We all enjoyed it.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.